So I'm here with Tyler Wright on Kalbarra Beach. Let's start off with asking you, how did you go in Fiji?
Yeah, I had a really good time in Fiji. Results-wise, I probably didn't get what most would think a good result, but, you know, I really enjoyed the experience and I learned from it, so that's all I really take away from things like that.
And you and Sally are still good friends?
Yeah, you know, we grew up together and...
surf together?
Surf together, compete together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've known Sal since I was 9 years old, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, well, we live pretty much, now we live in the same town, so...
And she's only a couple of wins away from taking the title.
Mm.
You think she's on?
I think that's a long year. I think there's five more events, and we're halfway through, and this year's been a really interesting year, as it's been Carissa, Courtney,
yeah.
Steph's pulled out due to a knee, and then Sal just took the last one. So, it's been an interesting year for the women's tour, and I think it should be a great showdown in Maui.
Yeah, and yourself? You're feeling pretty good?
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. I'm having a great time and really enjoying the experience of it.
Yeah, it's a big thing to be part of the a world tournament, you know, to travel around and to do all that. Does it take its toll on you, or do you just get up every day and say, this is a life I've always wanted to live since I was 9 years old?
I think I... You know, when I was 18 or 19, I chose this life, and I've been happy with that decision.
Mm.
And, you know, I love every part of it, and only falling more in love with it every day.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah.
What do you do to prepare?
I do a lot of physical training. I have an excellent personal trainer who's been training me for the last 5 years.
Mm.
And that's all based up on the Gold Coast. I also have a dance teacher to, you know, understanding body movement and how things work. And, you know, the combination of those two, it's a pretty boss combination, I think. And I absolutely love every part of that.
Where do you see your future? You're going to be number one?
No, I don't like to think about it like that, because I already feel, I already feel like I'm...
competing with the best anyway.
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it, and, you know, I've always said that, you know, the result never actually matters to me, so as long as I go out there and do exactly what I want, I'll always be happy with that, and, you know, that can be tricky, as it's easy to get drifted away from what you actually want through, you know, influence or... you know, around you and stuff like that, but, you know, always bringing it back to me and just going, no, this is, I want to surf this way, and that's what I'm going to do. I don't really, you know, focus on the results side of things, because, I don't know, it has no value to me, but, yeah.
And so how long do you get to spend in Kalbarra? When you still call this your base?
No, actually, I'll always be, hometown will always be Kalbarra, and that's where I'm always be from, but I don't live here anymore. I live, I split my time between Gerringong and Currumbin,
mm-hmm.
So, and that's just through, you know, that's where my mum lives, and that's where my sister lives up on the coast.
Yeah.
I just, you know, float between the both, and I really enjoy my time.
Well, I'm still glad you call Kalbarra home.
Yeah, you know, you always see... Every interview that I do, they'll ask you, you know, where you're from.
Yeah.
It'll be Kalbarra Beach,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I've moved around and lived a lot of places over the last few years, but, you know, will always be my home.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, it's so nice to catch up with you today.
Yeah.
Good luck in the US Open.
Thank you very much.
And for the rest of the year.
Yeah, thank you.
And we've just got to mention Owie.
Yeah.
For taking out the Fiji Open last week.
Yeah.
Do you think he surfed well?
Yeah, I think he surfed well. I think he did a pretty good job.
I thought the conditions were outstanding.
Fiji is a hard one to say, because you can either get 10 or 2s.
Yeah.
And
to get 4 10s.
To get 4 10s is pretty spectacular,
yeah.
Especially, you know, being in the rhythm with that ocean. It's such a hard place to kind of, you know, get synced with, but once you are... it's a beautiful thing. So I think he did an amazing job, and, you know, even some of his turns were pretty good as well.
Thank you very much, Tyler.
No worries.
So great to have you on Hook the Wave.
Yeah, thank you.
And good luck for the rest of the year.